Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 58 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for April 27th is, what is something you can do for a special person in your life today? Describe how making someone else happy makes you feel. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. I'm not sure if there's a term for this or not, but maybe you're like me when I think about servant leadership, and I often get caught up thinking that I have to travel around the world or have some grandiose plan that gets featured on national news. Not that there's anything wrong with doing those things, but if our real motivation in performing acts of service is to bring attention to ourselves, then it's not true servant leadership. And so one of the first things I have to do is check myself and make sure my motivation is not to do something for someone else for the credit that I get. You know, I'm going to jump into some stereotypes here for a moment, but I'd like to bet that at least one person, at least one male person, who hears today's challenge to do something for someone special in their life, one of the first things that may pop into their head is to buy flowers for their wife. Anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. But here's what always gets me. Why have the flowers delivered to your wife's place of employment? Now, I'm not saying you can't or you shouldn't do that, but really, why send the flowers to her work? If they are for her and simply because she likes flowers, then why not send them or give them to her at home? Is it just so she can think about you when she's at work? Maybe I'll buy that. But my guess is for many people who buy flowers for their wives at work, the motivation is to make it known to her friends and colleagues and to the rest of the world that you've done something nice for your wife. There's a quote from Howard Behar, one of the executive leaders of Starbucks, in his book, It's Not About the Coffee. And when I read this quote, it nearly jumped off the page at me. Quote, "If there was no praise or criticism in the world, then who would you be?" End quote. And I think that fits in perfectly when we talk about servant leadership. Because if there is any motivation, even the smallest sliver of motivation, to bring any credit to ourselves, then our efforts are transactional, not transformational. When we act in a transactional way, we are using the people involved for our own self-interests and self-promotion. When we act in a transformational way, it has nothing to do with us, and it has everything to do with working for the benefit of the other person. And back to the idea that we often get caught up thinking our service has to be part of a worldwide movement. That mentality often causes us to miss the opportunities for service that are right in front of us. And as teachers and coaches, all we need is one young person in front of us to give us an opportunity to serve someone. I had a unique educational experience in my early life. For grades 1 through 8, I attended a small Lutheran school that was connected to the church where my father served as minister. The school had 2 rooms, 2 teachers, and usually about 40 students in those 8 grades. The teachers were Ron and Marianne Crozy, a husband and wife who taught there for 43 years, in a town of less than 1,000 people, in a school with only about 40 students each year. And yet, I would consider their positive impact on the world to probably be greater than some of the world leaders we have had. Andy Andrews calls it the butterfly effect. One action someone takes can have a ripple effect across time and across the world, especially when you touch someone's heart through an act of service. So how about you? Can you do something for someone special in your life today? Whether that is someone in your immediate family, or a student or athlete you work with, or someone you don't even know personally. How does that make you feel to help others, even if you never receive any credit or recognition for it? And sometimes we get overwhelmed thinking that we encounter so many people every day. How could we possibly help them all? Just remember that when you help someone through an act of service, that experience and what they feel from that can often last for the rest of their life. And if you just helped one person every day, by this time next year, you would have helped 365 people. Pretty amazing when you think about it. And that's the power and potential of getting 1% better each day, and of striving to reach our full potential by helping and serving others. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.